This public radio podcast is supported by the School of Graduate Studies at St. Cloud State University, offering more than 70 graduate programs and certificates. More information at stcloudstate.edu.
From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. Get out your measuring cups. This week's episode, an ounce of prevention. To the front of the class, and we'll measure your...
Okay, just one cavity, but everything else looks good.
Good to know.
Are you flossing every day?
Well, not every day.
Okay. Open. It's a good idea to floss and brush every day. It's a good preventative measure. Excuse me?
Preventive. You said preventative.
Open. It doesn't matter. It means the same thing. It's just important that you floss. Sorry?
They're not the same. Preventative is wrong. Preventive is right.
Where are you getting that?
It just...
Open. Well, it doesn't matter how you say it. If you're taking preventative steps... What?
It does matter how you say it. Preventive.
You know, I'm not required to use Novocaine when I drill that cavity.
This week's episode was inspired by this message from Catherine of Edina, Minnesota. Catherine writes...
Please address the word preventive. While I'm hearing many people say preventative, I'm sure that is wrong. Am I right?
Thanks for the message, Catherine. Fowler's Modern English Usage says that both of these words entered the English language in the 17th century and that they have been fighting it out ever since. To help us understand how the match is progressing, we'll talk to author and linguist Michael Quinion. Michael joins us from his office near Bristol, England. Welcome back to Grammar Grader, Michael.
I'm glad to be back, Luke.
It's a pleasure to have you back on the program. Now, I understand that you don't really have a problem with preventative.
I don't. Some of my Worldwide Words subscribers do, and they argued forcefully that I was incorrect recently when I used the word preventative in an article. And it turns out that dislike of it is quite widespread.
Wow. Where do you think that bad reputation comes from?
I think it all has to do with Latin grammarians of the 18th century, actually. And it became formalized only really in the 19th century. I came across a book called Vulgarisms and Other Errors of Speech, which I think may have been a pointed comment in my direction, by a man called Richard Bach, who said preventative was wrong, in other words, a vulgarism, an error of speech. And right down to the present day, Bryant Garner, in his Modern American Usage, describes preventative as a corrupt form, which is unfortunately common. Why Mr. Garner considers preventative to be corrupt really does go back to these Latin grammarians of the 18th century, who felt that words were only correct, that is, not corrupt, if they came from the right part of speech in Latin. Now, preventative has got the ending ative on the end. It's prevent plus ative. Now, nobody worries about that in words like talkative or exploitative, which are based on English words, talk and exploit. And preventative has been in English since the 17th century. Now, preventive has also been in the language about the same amount of time, though it's a lot less common today. And the argument in favor of preventive is that adjectives that end in ive are based on the Latin past participle stem. This is rather confusing, but I think we'll get this clearer when we look at some other examples.
Okay, well, what are some other examples? Are there other words that sort of fall into this suffix trap?
Quite a number of them, yes. For example, argumentative, which no one would argue with, I think. But there is another form, argumentive, which is less common, but which if you search around for online, you'll find thousands of examples for. There's authoritative, which, again, is the standard form, but you will find lots of examples of authoritative. Exploitative and exploitive, similarly, are another pair where you find both. In each case, it's the one with the extra syllable in it, which is the one which is standard English, which interestingly, you notice, is the other way round from preventive and preventative, where it's preventive which is regarded as standard and preventative with the extra syllable, which is regarded as the corrupt and incorrect form. The rules are based essentially on those of Latin grammar and not on English grammar.
Well, that's interesting. Applying Latin rules to English seems well-intended, but it also seems a tad spurious. I mean, do you think there's anything else at work here?
Well, I think there are two things here. One is that you've really got to ask what people mean by the correct form. Now, in grammatical terms, for people in the 18th century and for those who were brought up on the classical languages of Latin and Greek, what was correct was what came out of Latin and to a lesser extent, Greek. And if it wasn't, then it wasn't correct. The trouble is you can't argue about etymology, particularly when you've got words that come as much from English as they do from Latin. This is particularly so with the pair preventative and preventive, where preventative comes from the Latin stem with IVE on the end, but preventive comes from prevent with IVE on the end. So either you have a Latin root with one ending or an English root with a different one. And you can't argue that one is correct and the other is wrong on the basis of the word histories. The other reason why the words might have preference one over the other is that these longer forms have got this stuttering, unstressed syllable in the middle, preventative, interpretative, argumentative, yeah, which I think a lot of people dislike mentally because you can hear them stuttering. But just to be contrary, I like preventative because although it does have that extra syllable, it feels right to me. Generally speaking, I think I like the longer forms, but in some cases, the shorter ones just seem better. What's correct is what people do in English, as in any other language. If people feel that interpretive or preventative is the right form in each case, then that's the one that will prevail, and that's the one that's correct. English is as English does, basically.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us today.
Great pleasure.
Michael Quinion is the author of three books about the English language, and he maintains the website worldwidewords.org. He also writes and distributes a weekly newsletter about the language.
So the point here is to take better care of your teeth. Avoid sugary snacks, brush and floss daily.
And that way I can prevent cavities.
Exactly. And what else?
And it doesn't matter if you say preventive or preventative.
Excellent. I see you prefer anesthesia after all.
This has been Grammar Gritter from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this week's episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English and from Fowler's Modern English Usage, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. Very special thanks to Michael Quinion for joining us this week. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey, John Ryan, and Amy Ault. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Our editor is Jen Houck. John Pearson is the executive producer. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening. And if you like Grammar Gritter, participate in the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com. I feel like this is sad. There's one thing.